You're listening to SBS News.
A 12-year-old Iranian refugee on Nauru on a hunger strike for more than 2 weeks has reportedly been flown to Australia. Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintle says the boy left the island on Tuesday with his sister, mother and stepfather for Brisbane. The boy was previously in the International Health and Medical Services Clinic, where he was sustained by intravenous fluids. The Department of Home Affairs, through a spokesperson, says it cannot comment on the case. But Mr. Rintle says the boy, who reportedly now weighs only 36 kilograms, is in a serious condition.
He's in a very dire medical condition. It's 21 days that he's been refusing food and water and drink. So his situation is quite critical.
Mr. Rintle says the boy was expected to be hospitalised in Brisbane. He says the current situation on Nauru is especially concerning.
There's a spiralling down of conditions. On Nauru, there's always been a dire lack of medical facilities, but I think what we're now seeing is the result of 5 years of detention, the consequences of people being deprived of a future on Nauru, and of the children becoming, I think, at 12, 13, that kind of age, becoming more aware of their own detention, their own lack of a future, and the circumstances their parents have had to tolerate.
A coalition of 30 humanitarian groups has formed to condemn keeping children in detention on Nauru. The Kids of Nauru campaigners say 119 children remain detained on the island, including some who've been there for almost 4 years. The Department of Home Affairs has said it continues to explore third country resettlement options for people on Nauru found to be refugees. Around 300 people have been transferred from Manus Island and Nauru to the United States under a deal with Australia, but more than 1,500 people remain in offshore detention. Save the Children is one of the groups involved in the Kids of Nauru campaign. Its chief executive, Paul Ronalds, says the groups are trying to trigger others to pressure the federal government.
It is seeking to mobilise the public, who I think have always felt very uncomfortable about the way that Australia is treating people, and particularly children on Nauru, to say, to contact their MPs, other politicians, and really lobby them on behalf of the children that are there. And that is also supported by a petition and a range of other advocacy activities by the civil society organisations, including Save the Children, that's involved in this campaign.
World Vision Australia is also part of the coalition. The organisation's Director of Policy and Advocacy, Susan Anderson, says the groups want to find a solution for the children.
Well, World Vision's concern is that these children have been trapped on Nauru indefinitely, and although the government has tried to work on some solutions, there is no end date for these children, and it's critical that this detention end for these children.
Since 2013, New Zealand has offered to resettle 150 refugees from Nauru and Manus Island. The Australian government has repeatedly rejected the offer, citing concerns people smugglers would use the move to lure more asylum seekers onto boats. The Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintle says the New Zealand offer should be accepted, but is not the only solution.
The offer should be taken up, immediately, but it needs to be part of a general commitment to evacuate both those islands. At the moment, that would only be 150 people. There's around 850 who are on Nauru, and you've got over 700 people who are on Manus Island. Something far more expansive, if you like, some far more urgent action is necessary. We need to stop the talk about third countries. Neither of the political parties are going to find third countries, and there is only one place, and that's they should be brought to Australia.
Save the Children's Paul Ronalds has been to Nauru twice. He says it is not a place where anyone, especially children, should be staying.
It's a very tough environment. When I'm there, the midday sun is absolutely sapping. You just essentially sit around and wait for the cooler night air. So there's the difficulty of the physical conditions. But it's not the physical conditions that is making life so hard for the children that are on Nauru. It's the loss of hope. I have met refugees that have endured incredible physical difficulties. That's not what stops them. It's the loss of hope for the future. Australia has taken hope for the future from these children for too long. It's time to give them hope again.
Tara Gozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.